Live long and prosper.
Farewell, Amal.
I'll be back.
Like it's a pen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Actually, we're making transitions or something here.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it?
Okay. What up, Bibs?
Yo! Slip me some skim, bro!
What you got, baby?
Yeah, there's some tea there if you want.
Oh, yes.
I'm not warm anymore, but it does go within the boundary of the kingdom.
Yes, barely. That was a nice long chat you two had. Jeez. Almost an hour. Almost half an hour of chatting.
Well, you know, we don't get to chat that often. We have other people in here. So mm-hmm. It's just me and him.
Yes.
We have that luxury.
Okay. You have questions for me?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I was reading the article out there in that the London Observer
mm-hmm.
about the future.
Uh-huh.
No. Give or take whatever happens as far as what Momoa and myself are talking about. Mm-hmm. One thing is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Technology will advance.
Of course, yeah.
Because there'll always be money towards improving one's lot, even if one, mm-hmm. you know, before the collapse really does come.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, part of that technology we're looking at is the introduction of biology with mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Such, for example, smart appliances.
Yeah.
Things that know what you want when you walk in the room. Lights that know that they are being too bright. Be told.
Mm-hmm.
Or one example was a book that when you pick it up turns on the light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of technology does this envision for people?
The purpose of technology is what?
Make life easier.
Mm-hmm. Which in turn does what?
Improves the quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Which in turn does what?
I don't know, it was quite a bit of the drudgery that was present before that.
Mm-hmm. Which in turn does what? You have to look way, way, way down the line. Taking away the boring drudgery will make things more boring. If you don't need to get up to switch the light on, then what is the point of having the strength in your legs to do that?
Okay, so that was my next question, is all this technology really needed or necessary?
How much of that type of technology do we have on Hadespace?
Well, it is unnecessary.
Yes, when you walk up to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't require having to reach down, turn the knob, open the door.
Have you tried Mark's sliding door into his backyard, into our backyard?
That's true, that's manual.
Mm-hmm. And when you come to an apartment, does the door just open and you walk in?
No, it has to be, allow you in.
Yeah, it has to be knocked on,
yeah.
As you would say.
But see, that's it. I just got through reading the book 2150 again.
Mm-hmm.
And there you're seeing a life where everything is done by servo mechanisms,
mm-hmm.
except for gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I guess artwork probably.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, music you call upon, or you know, the computer comes up with the tape you need. All the cleaning and everything's all done. And you've got basic cleaning mechanisms up there that do all the cleaning for you,
mm-hmm.
if you want.
If we want, yes.
Or even turned off.
Mm-hmm.
But now, how often is something like what Tia's example is coming up there on Hades?
I really haven't asked Ren. You'd have to ask Kara. She's the very healthy domestic one.
Okay. So basically, if this collapse, what is the point of getting to this? This collapse coming,
mm-hmm.
If it's avoided, is one thing. If it comes, that could be one of the beneficial side effects of this.
It's possible, yes.
I mean, Matt's going to have to live through with a lot of stuff that he takes for granted now.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing so, that's going to make him a little bit more survival conscious,
mm-hmm.
a little more knowledgeable of his environment,
mm-hmm.
working with his environment closer,
mm-hmm.
and taking away a lot of the destructiveness needed to create the technology we have.
Okay, let's give you an analogy, right?
Okay.
You have two men in an elevator, right? The elevator stops between floors, totally broken. You have two possibilities. One man waits for it to be fixed, and the other man gets out and climbs up the elevator shaft, prying open a door, and goes and gets help.
What about the phone inside?
Let's say it doesn't happen. Let's say it is just your regular push button, no telephone, no alarm, elevator.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
One man stays behind and waits, and the other one gets up and does something about it. That is an analogy for you to dwell upon.
So if I dwell upon that for a couple seconds here,
mm-hmm.
I could see that if we apply that to the future man,
mm-hmm.
we would see where some men or people will wait for the end, and some will do something about it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Some will just sit there and accept what's happened as, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And some will go out and actually do something about it to improve their lot. The ones that go out and do something to improve their lot and remember the man stuck in the elevator and then come and get him out are the ones that learn, the ones that do better. Anyway, I've got to go. I want to make love.
Okay. Well, you go have fun. Make lots of love. Thank you very much for all your assistance.
You're welcome. Okay, I'll put on the next person.
Okay.
Just looking at her makes me horny sometimes. Looking at Mark makes me horny very often.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Hello.
I'm looking at you.
In Mark's body?
Wow.
I should see a psychiatrist if I was you.
Mustache. Is good.
Wow. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my love. How's yourself?
I'm fine. In fact, seeing those two over there passionately kissing each other is a little bit of a pain on action.
Well, Mr. Domestic.
Well, to answer your question, I think it's about 45% of the female population and about 20% of the male population in Hades Place actually do clean their own apartments.
Yeah.
It's not a unique phenomenon as Kiri might like people to think.
That's a pretty good proportion, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the technology that you don't actually have to use the door.
No.
Oftentimes, it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Dom? Are you in that 45%, I believe?
I wish.
Oh, you're not.
No, I do not have the time.
Yeah. Oh, understandable.
So I do not take as much pride in my little apartment as she takes in hers.
But hers is great, though.
Well, I wish that I did have more time so that I could clean it, instead of having a machine clean it.
Yeah,
true. It feels better when you clean it yourself.
I've never seen the machine work yet.
You buy it.
When do you have the thing work at night?
Well, it works all the time.
But why won't I see it then?
Because it is built in.
It doesn't actually come out and back and forth.
No. No. What happens is the dirt that falls to the floor is acting out, as you would put it. It is sucked out.
Oh,
you do not feel the suction. The dust is sucked out. Stains are dissolved, are sucked into the material, and is sent off for recycling.
Oh, damn. That's how it works, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's just part of the recycling things. After all molecules are in everything. For example, you may spill your coffee on the table and leave a nasty ring where the coffee was.
Mm-hmm.
But half an hour or an hour later, you look there and there is no stain there. You order a cheese sandwich and you eat the same.
Man.
Take me a little bit to get used to that, lovely sushi I had over at the Paul's place right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was real fish, though. I'm not worried about that.
What are you implying?
Well, maybe the rice was recycled or something.
If it's possible.
Oh, well. Tastes good in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. As you know, we just got through with 2150. I say we because it was a joint effort.
Yes, it was. And I've read that so many times. I'm so bored.
Well, I'll admit that my literary taste do run to be monotonous sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking it that we, you know, I was discussing with you mentally, I believe,
mm-hmm.
the concept of both having your twin soul on another dimension
mm-hmm.
works at speeding this up.
Mm-hmm.
But I still find it so coincidental that you know, I see this happening with us.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's the privilege of being able to work with you and love you and have children with you and everything.
Thank you.
That most folks never, ever, 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 ever get to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love the rarity of it.
Yeah, it is not as rare as you would think.
Well, not up there.
And remember, love is reciprocal.
it's a visual piece.
Yes, it is. Basically, what it is they're standing side on side. Kiri has her leg up, covering Tia's midsection, and propped against the wall. And Tia is levitating herself. Or she was, she's not now. And Kiri is caressing her.
Is she not just doing this for your benefit?
Maybe. I think so.
I think they're a bit of exhibitions sometimes.
I think they love each other very much.
Well, yeah, true.
And it does not matter to Kiri if anybody's around. Kiri's getting a little bit more like Kiri in that respect, that she, to her, yeah, showing love with something private. For Kiri, it is something for all the world to see that she's in love.
Mm-hmm.
It is that she blooms and she shows the flower to everybody.
Well, if I lived up there, we'd make it pretty much a spectacle all the time, too. So
mm-hmm.
I can certainly understand.
And it is It is beautiful. What is wrong? We're doing something that is enjoyable.
I think it's great. I think it's funny sometimes.
Yes, it's funny.
Our origins in the pyramid
degenerate
in the channeling sessions.
Nice play of words there. Actually, my Saturn joint bends tremendously as well.
Yes, I know. Well, you participate as much as anybody at this point.
Well, life is such a lovely young lady. She brings out my youth.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm.
She makes me feel so young sometimes.
God, I wish I was doing more time. But I wouldn't be able to get all my work done here at once.
I wouldn't mind living here, maybe, with you. But it is necessary sometimes to look apart. Anyway, we do have another person that is here.
Oh. Okay, then real quickly, I wanted to check on, as the book was mentioning, the 7 glandular centers. Are those, I've only known a few glands. Pituitary, the...
They are, in a way, linked to the chakras.
They are.
Yes, to answer your question.
Okay. And can you work with them as the book described?
Yes, but it takes a lot of practice. And it is sometimes very difficult, especially for males, to work with all of them because you have to change frequency and you need special equipment to do so. It is not necessary to have air conditioned equipment, and sometimes it is much better to have internal equipment.
Hmm. So, in other words, each of these chakras, and I have to remember this, works in on an independent frequency from the other.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what each frequency is helps a lot.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't mentioned in the book. That was just being able to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which brings me to the other question, is seeing auras.
Mm-hmm.
I was practicing a little bit today.
It is something that is useful to have.
Well, as a healer, I thought it would be practically, a great...
Sometimes being able to tune into somebody's emotions is much better.
Well, wouldn't be the same if the emotions would be reflected on the aura.
Correct.
But if you can't see the aura, tuning in the emotions would be the next best thing.
That's right.
Okay, so now, as far as tuning into the aura goes, now, following the book's recommendations and what we've gone through before, looking not at the body, but on the side of the body to see the aura. Now, how do you develop that to a better degree to where you start seeing colors? Is it just more practice like
more
that?
More practice than anything else, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just keep working on it then.
Okay.
Well, thank you, my love.
You're welcome.
Anything for me? Well, I got you here. Of course. Girl. Well, can you put the next person on without having to disrupt the tea over there?
Oh, they've untwined themselves.
Oh, they have.
Yes, curious love.
Oh, okay, so it's time. All right. Thank you, my love. I'll see you later on. I'm going to get up there. I'm worried. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How about I've got to put on the last person?
I know we're out of time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. How much time do we have? Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got tons of time.
Do we?
We have like 15 minutes.
I better stretch this out then.
Well, I can stretch out time. I can sit here and I can... that's better.
Busy now to have you, I
think. Oh, yes. Life was looking after the cubs.
Oh, right now?
Mm-hmm. Actually, they should be almost in bed by now. What's it? 10:30 of your time?
11:15.
11:15? They should be in bed.
It's 9:15.
Yeah, they're going to
bed at 9.
Mm-hmm. Now they go to bed at 8.
8?
Mm-hmm. Well, they get up at 6. But they do, they will wake up in the middle of the night. Most of the time, they're very quiet about it. Mm-hmm. And it's my turn tomorrow to get them up and ready for the crash. You know, I've got plans tomorrow. Hello.
Alana?
Yes.
How are you feeling, sweetheart?
Not too bad.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I hear you're being used to model clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, fitted for clothes.
Fitted for clothes, yes. I'm the generic size. Breast size.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Hip size.
Oh, yeah, the Syrian.
Mm-hmm. Leg size. Width across my vagina area and so on.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, did they get any good designs off of you today?
Yes, they did, actually.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And were you part of the approval process?
They actually used planning to take a whole load of hollows in the modeling.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun.
Yeah, some of them are very sexy. Mm. In fact, I'm cheating them. It's a two-piece. Well, the bottom's two-piece. And the top is a one-piece.
Oh.
It comes down real low. Nice. Just covers my nipples. And it comes like this. And there's, it kind of crosses in the middle and folds over.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes around my back.
Oh, that'd be pretty popular down here.
Mm-hmm.
Except the tan line, it would be.
It doesn't need much of the tan line.
Well, what about where it comes up from below?
Yeah, it comes up like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a pretty weird tan line, though.
Yeah, but it's quite thick. Yeah, I have a difficulty with the hand-eye coordination. Okay. And then the one, the panty part of it, or bottoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's a two-piece. And it comes across like this.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. And
that's
it's
complicated.
Quite... Well, it's not really.
Well, good. Keep that around.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot, actually.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So this working out, the roommate situation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
In fact, I could care. My girlfriend would like her a lot.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. In fact, my girlfriend is, I checked on her this morning.
Yeah, how's she doing?
Oh, she remembers things from 1 minute to the next. You can hold a conversation with her now.
Well, that's an improvement.
Mm-hmm. Whereas before, you couldn't hold a conversation, which would look at you and go, Alana! And you'd ask her how she was doing, and she would go, Alana, so good to see you.
Well, that's just part of the pain dampening process, mm-hmm. right?
And then you can actually sit down and talk to her, and you can walk away and come back an hour later, and she will look at the clock and go, have I seen you yet today?
That sounds kind of like what they did in the Robert Heinlein series, where
apart from this, is much more cuter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's, she can't remember if she had breakfast.
Oh. Mm-hmm. She can't remember the pain at all.
No, she can't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
She can't remember from 1 minute to the next.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's her ECA?
Well, I should say about a week and a half.
That's getting close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, the doctors were saying that she's got that. And she's ready to make children.
She's ready to make children?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, she doesn't remember that she was totally into men, into women.
Oh. And now she thinks she's into men?
Well, she thinks she's into both, actually.
Oh. That's handy.
Yeah, it is handy, actually.
Hmm. So she repressed her male desires.
I think she might have made love to a guy once or maybe twice, but...
Didn't like it?
Didn't like it, probably.
Yeah, it happened.
Mm-hmm. It might have been that she was very young when she lost her virginity. I never asked her. Something we don't discuss.
That's true. No need to do that.
No. It's just that we're very comfortable with each other. I mean, she remembers me before the accident, but it's kind of very, you know.
Why?
Because we did kiss. And unfortunately, I'm not allowed to make love to her for the fact that her stitches are still in. Mm. But they will be taken out tomorrow.
No, I take it because you're on Hades Base in such a higher dimension that there not going to be any repercussions of her going, hey, here I am, I'm off and getting healed, and you're off in some bimbo.
No.
She'll understand it.
Well, she'll understand it totally because, well, she knows about my sex drive.
Oh, well.
And she knows that I do like men.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Or I hope she remembers. We have had some, put it this way, some very interesting evenings together.
Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed is that I was reading today in a book that Cara and I were going over. The anger is essentially your feeling of not taking responsibility for your actions and blaming somebody else.
No, I don't do it.
Well, that's why I had questions about it. I thought I'd ask you about it.
Yeah, anger can be directed in many forms. There's anger at somebody else, anger at yourself for doing something really stupid, such as Kiri's anger for when she broke her arm rollerblading. Was she angry at Mark?
No.
Was she angry at you?
No.
The only person she was angry at was herself.
Oh. So you're saying anger is kind of a good place.
Yeah. You can learn from anger. Mm. Anger can be a two-edged sword. For example, anger can be very destructive. You could say, angry at, oh, God, I'll never do that again. And who are you angry with?
Yourself.
Exactly.
Well, according to the book, that anger showed a less than higher consciousness perspective. Because there's always ways to deal with things without having to resort to anger.
That's if it's directed at somebody else.
But you saying that you it's good to get mad at yourself, that you shouldn't get, that you should get mad at yourself?
Yes. For the simple reason. It sticks in your mind.
Why? What's the alternative?
Well, if you go, oh, well, I made a mistake, so what? What do you learn from it? Does it stick in your mind? No, I don't think so. Does it make other people realize that you are angry that you made a mistake, and also being angry at somebody else makes them realize that they made a mistake. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that's interesting. So, what about if you're just angry at yourself then, and you take away the anger you have for other people out of your life? Is that a road to higher consciousness? Is that what you think?
Well, it can be. You see, there are many different roads to walk on.
Right. Well, just because sometimes I get mad at other people, I see it as a wrongness.
If you don't tell them why you're mad at them, it's a wrongness.
But what if you tell me why it is and they get mad back at you? I don't mean to hit you all this stuff when you're trying to have a good time.
Let me see. If they get angry at you, you can both learn from it. Because afterwards, sometimes, you and Mark, when you've got angry at each other, you've learned, laughed, and had a good time laughing at it later on.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But had we not gotten angry at each other, maybe it would have been a better experience.
But you would never found out what makes you or Mark angry? I was
by Elon.
Hello. Hey. Yeah.
Having fun?
Mm-hmm. That way the tape's going to be open in a few minutes.
Okay. What's your opinion on this? End of it.
Mm-hmm. It says it's kind of like that.
So taking it from your life is not always the best thing in the world.
Not always, no.
Controlling it, controlling it, could be a useful tool.
Yeah. We've got a lot of... No, we don't. We have very little left.
How's Kim doing? I haven't heard anything about him.
Kim's doing fine.
Mm.
Yeah. In fact, I saw her last night before Mark came up.
Mm-hmm. I still have to keep reminding myself that she's actually a very evolved soul.
Yes, instead of with the 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her girlfriend is... do you want to talk about exhibitionists? Her girlfriend is an exhibitionist.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But they're both actually exhibitionists. They...